Time to check in with Dean Richards and get the entertainment news of the day. How you doing, Dean?
I'm good. You know, I think I look forward to hearing that song more than the weekend itself.
Yeah. You're in the habit now of being activated
it.
On Friday
I'm
when you hear
it. I'm in an easy beat groove.
It's sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, let's start with the latest support for Britney Spears.
Yes, because you can't have a day without a Britney Spears update. Everyone is chiming in on it, and that now includes Madonna, who has posted a statement about Britney Spears' conservatorship and the wanting to be free from the conservatorship and the mother now getting involved and the attorneys quitting. Yesterday, Madonna posted something on Instagram that said, "Give this woman her life back. Slavery was abolished long ago. Death to the greedy patriarchs that have been doing this to this woman for centuries. This is a violation of human rights. Britney, we are coming to get you out of jail."
Wow. My.
It's, never one to mince words.
I guess not.
I don't know if this actually helps Britney Spears or hurts her to have Madonna issue give me liberty or give me death sort of statement.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. We've got a music star who is out now, released from jail. Give us the latest.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson actually turned himself in to police about a week ago. He was arrested in connection with some assault charges that he was facing in New Hampshire. A photographer claimed that he spit on him during a concert. So Marilyn Manson turned himself in for that. Two counts of Class A misdemeanor, simple assault. He was processed, and then he was released on personal recognizance on the condition that he does not commit a federal, state, or local crime while on release.
Okay, that's an understandable request.
Yeah, I would think so.
There's a lot to do around Chicago this weekend. And before we get to what to watch and some new movies, give us the quick rundown of the highlights.
Yeah, Dave. I think this is really the most exciting part of, the report today. I mean, we've got some exciting movies to tell you about. But I am so happy to be able to tell you about things that are open again. And things that you can do this weekend, like Teatro Zinzani that has reopened in Chicago. Did you see it before the pandemic, Bob, when it was here?
Nope, did not.
The show, it's over at the Hotel Cambria, which is on Randolph Street, right next to the Cadillac Palace Theater. And they have a huge ballroom where they have set up this cabaret-like setting. And it's dinner theater. You go and enjoy a nice dinner, and while you're while you're eating, the entertainers do acrobatics, they do cabaret performances, singing, they do vaudeville-style performances. It's really different and really quirky, you get a good dinner out of the whole thing as well. That reopened officially last night. It's going to be here in Chicago, and they're following COVID protocols of distancing, and all the performers and the wait staff all have been tested, so everyone feels like it's pretty safe. So that is going on this weekend. You want to do something outside if you're a fan of country music. The Windy City Smokeout officially began yesterday. And this is a big barbecue and country music festival that's going on. They have barbecue pros from all over the Midwest, from Nashville, from St. Louis, from Kentucky, and some of our biggest barbecue vendors here in Chicago, like Bub City and Lily Q's and Pearl Southern Comfort, serving up the beer and the barbecue. But also, they have some of the biggest names in country music that are performing this weekend. Last night, it was Brett Eldridge performing. Darius Rucker is performing tonight with Morgan Evans and Ryan Hurd and Lainey Wilson and Tyler Booth. But over the weekend, then on Saturday, we've got Dierks Bentley performing, and on Sunday, John Party is performing, and a whole load of other, you know, really, really solid performers. This is all going on at the parking lot at the United Center. Open up your nostrils and, you know, follow the smell of barbecue.
And other smells.
And, there may be some others. Oh, it's not going to be that hot. If it was last weekend, maybe, but it's not going to be that hot this weekend.
Well, I was thinking of something else that might mean that it's a good thing there's food there.
Oh,
that's all.
Oh, I see. Oh, you ex-rock and roll DJs.
And let's see. I see on your list, well, we talked about Ravinia reopening tonight.
Yeah, Ravinia.
Right?
Yeah, Ravinia is officially reopening with the CSO. That's going to be tonight and tomorrow. And also, we have coming up the Peggy Notabart Museum has reopened. So if you're looking for something to do with the kids during the day, things are reopening again. Happy days are here again.
At last. We'll take a quick info break, and then we'll get to new movies out this weekend and TV shows.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
What do you like for entertainment this weekend on the screen, Dean?
Well, I think we're going to experience the biggest movie opening since the pandemic, with the biggest movie that's opening this weekend, and that is Marvel Studios' Black Widow that is opening. This is one of the movies that has been delayed about four times. It was supposed to open of May of last year, so it's been sitting on the shelf for a while, but man, is it ever worth it. If you're a fan of the Marvel Universe, you already know the character Black Widow that Scarlett Johansson brought to life in, I think it was Iron Man 2 was the first time that we saw her in 2010. And since then, she's been in seven of the Marvel extravaganzas, Captain America's and Avengers and lots of movies. She's become one of the most popular Marvel characters on big screen, certainly in comic books. And, you know, they wanted to give her her own movie. They made the movie. It sat on the shelf. And now that the pandemic's over, it's the perfect time for this thing to be reopening again. It is so exciting. It's kind of a backstory. It's not a completely a prequel that, you know, tells us. It does tell us how she got to be the way that she was, but the movie is not entirely a prequel. It kind of bounces back and forth in different time frames. You do learn about her past. You do learn about what it is that she's running from and escaping from and seeking. But in all of that is just a nonstop action adventure. It's like a roller coaster ride that never pulls into the station. It's so exciting to watch this movie. It's, you know, shot all over the world. So it's got this big kind of globe-trotty feeling. And like with all Marvel movies, there's not only the solid story, there's not only all of this great action, there is a thread of really smart humor that goes along with it. And as is also the Marvel tradition, a great moral to go with the stories. That's what the comic books have always been about. That's what the movies have always been about as well. And the bottom line of this one is it's about the importance of family. So I love this movie. I gave it a Dean's List A. Can't recommend it enough. I'm going to tell you, don't get up and leave before the credits. There is an extra scene that happens after the credits that will tell you a lot about what is going to be happening next.
Love those. And yeah, do you have to be up on your other Marvel movies and comic books before you see this?
You know what? A little bit you do in this case. It's not going to kill it if you don't. It's eventually explained in the movie. But if you know a little something about your Marvel cinematic universe, it will be very helpful, because they do refer to things that have happened with other characters and other storylines.
Got it.
In here. So it will help a little bit. But you can see it's in theaters, and it's also on the Premier Access channel of Disney+. So you can watch it at home or at a theater.
And there's another a sequel that, do you like this, Monsters, Inc. film?
Yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, it's so hard to beat the original that Billy Crystal and John Goodman gave us. They were the voices of the main characters in Monsters, in Mike and Sully. They're also in this movie, although it's not, you know, primarily centered around them. It's an okay spinoff. I mean, if you're looking for something new to take the kids to see, this one will do just fine. Mindy Kaling does a voice. Henry Winkler, Ben Feldman, who you probably know from Superstore, is on it. That one's also on Disney Plus. But the far and away the best animated movie that's out there right now is Luca, the Disney Pixar movie. That's the one. If you haven't taken your kids to see it, that's the one that I'm really recommending. I know a lot of people were super excited that they were rebooting Gossip Girl, that was a television hit for, I don't know, 5-7 years, something like that. There's a new version now that's on HBO Max, a new group of Upper East Side kids with similar scenarios as the original, all seen through the eyes of an anonymous blogger. I was never that big of a fan of the first one, although I did. We covered it a lot because at the time Gossip Girl was on WGN, so we were, you know, interviewing the cast and going to the sets and all that. This one really feels like a washed down version of the original. It's a younger cast. It's a more diverse cast. You know, it's got technology that they didn't have in the first one that, you know, maybe will make it relatable to someone a little younger than Uncle Dean. So, you know, they have released half of the 12-episode season now, and they will release the second half coming up in the fall. And again, that's on HBO Max. There's a new slasher movie that's out this week, Fear Street Part 2. This is the second installment in the summer horror trilogy based on the R.L. Stine novel. I don't know if you're going to ever want to send your kids to summer camp again after seeing this movie, but it's rival summer camps, and but terror is let loose on these.
Hijinks ensue.
Really bloody hijinks ensue. It's on Netflix. Also, it's the 20th anniversary of Legally Blonde. So if you're just looking for some nostalgic fun, that's one that's out there. I just have to mention also that's in theaters right now. It's breaking my heart that people are not going to see In the Heights because it's such a great, great, great movie. But for some reason, it's not connecting with people. It's in theaters. See it on a big screen. If you just really want a couple of hours of escape, I'm not sure why people are taking a pass on it, but it's out there. It's still out there right now. It's going to be one of the big bombs of the year, I'm afraid.
Well, you know what, Dean? Tell the movie company they can use this in their advertising. Even Bob Sarad, who doesn't like musicals, liked this one.
There you go. Even Bob liked it.
Higher praise than that, you're not going to get.
That's a good movie quote.
Have a good weekend.
See you about.